Thank you in the name of Jesus for the sweet grace. He that is full of grace and truth, thank you, I am, that you are here. Oh, what a comfort to our lives. Thank you, God, that you are the God of all comfort. Thank you, Lord, that you know that the way that we take. Thank you, Lord, again, that we have a promise that you withhold nothing good from us. And Lord, as we come today to your banquet table, feasting, Lord God, and Lord, we're asking you today, and we know it's your will for the strong meat. May we feast upon it today, God. May we be willing partakers, Lord Jesus, to not only taste of it, Lord God, but truly swallow it down. Lord, we know that the word is sweet to the mouth, but bitter to the stomach. But Lord, you gave us such comfort in saying, oh, I reckon that the temporal sufferings aren't even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. And Lord, we just again give you the praise. We give you the thanks. We give you all the honor, Lord God, and everything that is within us, Lord God. And again, that's all you. May we just magnify you and you alone. You are so beautiful. You are so perfect. Lord, help us to grow in the beauty of your love. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God that he's brought us here this morning, and just thanking him again for the sweet meditations that we have from the mind of Christ that he has given us. And this morning, and I mentioned it on Friday night, the Lord's really laid upon my heart that precious word that is found in the Word of God, and that word is trust, to trust God. And nowhere else in the Word of God is it the word trust found anymore than in the Psalms. And how fitting, that little silly shepherd boy, that precious King David, that man of great failure and folly, but oh, praise God for the man after God's very own heart. See, this was a brother. This was a part of the body, praise God, that loved the opportunity, and it's opportunity, brothers and sisters, that loved the privilege to trust God. Loved the opportunity and the privilege to, again, have that precious faith tried, which was, he knew, that was the most precious thing to God. And today, as we venture down this gold mine, and it really is a gold mine, let's let it be known what trust really is. Trust is complete confidence. Trust, brothers and sisters, is nothing wavering. Believing is a wonderful thing. But brothers and sisters, trust takes believing to a whole new level. And it really does. Trust, if we study this out, which we don't have the time today, but if you'll go with the Spirit's leading in this, trust is really faith in love. Faith in love. Complete confidence in the love of God to you. Trust is when the heart is confident, brothers and sisters, not knowing that God is not only able to perform it, but praise God that what he is performing is all in love. That he could do nothing but love in your life, because God is love and God is for you. That all of our best interests, all of our downsetting and uprising is for our good, brothers and sisters, because of the love of God. And over all of that, praise his name, he will perform it. Promises, brothers and sisters, and the promises of God, yes, they are yea and amen, but the promises of God to us are love. I thank the Lord in that, and I thank God that we can have complete confidence in that, and that is trusting God. And see, David, that's why he was the one that professed so much this precious word, trust, throughout the Word of God, because he loved the benefits of God to him. And the benefits of God to him are always derived from the grace that gives us, hallelujah, the vision to trust him. And not just the vision to trust him, but to come and apprehend it, to come boldly to the throne of grace, to truly say, Lord, where else am I going to go?
Where else can I turn?
Praise God, I know that you love me. I know that there in my life are the before ordained good works that we should walk therein. And oftentimes, brothers and sisters, it's the good works of a fiery furnace. It's the good works of the valley of the shadow of death. It is the good works of, Lord, I do not want to go that way, but praise God, I trust you. In thee I put my trust. Now, David, he loved to profess the benefits of God. And we're going to spend just a little bit of time this morning going through the psalm. And speaking of letting the Spirit speak to us, of just a few of the many things that trust brings about in our lives. And we're going to move quickly. So those that take notes and things of that nature, I'm going to give you a warning. Put psalm right there at the top of your header. And as I mention these verses, instead of maybe turning, and you might be speedy, and that's fine. But I don't want to hear any groaning afterwards that I didn't get this or this. You can go back and listen to it again. But write down the verses because we're going to stay right here in Psalms this morning. Psalm 212. It says, blessed are they that put their trust in him. See, you put your confidence in the Lord, you put your trust in the Lord, and you're blessed. Thank God. How simple that is. Now, the Word of God tells us that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. We know that, sure enough. But see, without trust, brothers and sisters, without that faith in love, without believing in the love of God that brings me that faith that worketh by love, without the Holy Ghost really enlighten the eyes of my understanding, I can't see all that Christ has given me. I have all these things. I'm a little Lord of all. But without that encouragement of love, without the love of God shed abroad in my heart, that's why we preach by the grace of God his love every single time we get together. Because without love, nothing profits anything. You could have faith to move mountains. You could give all your money to the poor. You could speak with the tongue of men and angels. You could know all mysteries, Mr. and Mrs. Know-It-All. But without love, it profits you nothing. And that love comes from one thing, and that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because God is love. And I thank the Lord that it is in the power of that love. But see, without that love, brothers and sisters, we are not cashing the checks on the infinite account of the blessings of God that we have. And you know it. When you truly love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and might, you cash checks on that infinite account. You know, praise God, that you're a Holy Ghost zillionaire. And you love it, and you go to that well, hallelujah, time and time again, boldly, saying, I know he's for me, and who can be against me? I know, praise God, that he's caused me to believe the word of God. And praise the Lord, as we even spoke earlier, and I know his great grace that sustains me and holds me, that even when I believe not, even when I do fail, he abideth faithful. That's complete confidence. That's trusting God. That's not trusting myself. I put my confidence in me too many times. And oh, what a train wreck that always is. Oh, what a discouragement that always is. See, that's that accountability stuff. That's what I'm going to hold out and I'm going to hold on. Let me tell you something. I don't even got a grip. And neither do you. Let him, as he did with that mighty man, meld your hand to that word of God. Go read that story. It said how his hand just melded with the sword as he fought the enemy. One and the same. Hallelujah. That's him. That's his work. And it's because of the confidence in the love of God to us. And here's some of the benefits, again, from those blessings. Psalm 5:11. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. See, trusting God causes you to rejoice. You'll never rejoice till you trust God. And why make it a temporal rejoicing? Huh? Isn't that awful? When you allow those lies to kind of, well, the blessing's there. It's not really snatched, but it's just the lie that you don't think you got it anymore. Huh? You know what I'm talking about. Real rejoicing is trusting God.
Real rejoicing is not on happenings and events, circumstance, environment, accomplishment. That's not rejoicing. I thank God for those things that God gives me. I thank God for those things that God takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Praise God, brothers and sisters. That's the rejoicing heart. Payday someday. Psalm 7:1, putting our trust in God delivers us. Huh? Period. Isn't that wonderful? Not if, when, ands, but trust in God delivers us. The battle is the Lord. It says in the Word of God, He has already made the way of escape. Amen? Praise God, we know that. It's just in due time He will exalt you. And I thank the Lord that we can know that His promises in trusting God, hallelujah, are yea and amen. Psalm 9:10, David said this so sweetly, those that trust Him know His name. Isn't that wonderful? Know His name. See, David did know the name of the Word of God. A lot of people say, well, wait a second, David didn't know his name was Jesus. No, David knew his name was Elohim. David knew his name was Jehovah. Do you know what Elohim means? It means grace. You know what Jehovah means? It means truth. David knew the Word that was full of grace and truth. The same Word that you know, the same Word that I know. Jesus Christ, He that is full of grace and truth. Trust God. You'll know that name, and you'll profess that name always. That name will go before you always, hallelujah. But you'll have confidence in that name. You'll understand that all power is given in that name. You'll begin to have a life that as those lies come to combat you, as challenges face you, it is written. It is written. And not just somewhere out there it is written. Praise God, the life I live by the faith of the Son of God, written on me, written in me. Who loved me and gave Himself for me. Isn't that interesting? And think about how that just finished. We live by the faith of the Son of God. And it didn't just stop there, did it? It had to remind you again who loved you. Who loved you. If you miss the love, you'll never believe Him like this. If you miss the love, you'll never completely trust Him. If you miss the love, you'll live in guilt, resentment, bitterness, on and on and on and on and on. Faith will just be something that'll be a written scripture on a wall. Something maybe you can quote in your head. But when you take that love of God and you know how divinely you're loved, how unconditionally and how you're favored, and as they sang about Him ravishing us, praise God, I know that I am my beloved's and His desire, His ravishing is toward me. I ravish Him. That's the love. Hallelujah. He couldn't live, hallelujah, without me. He couldn't, and He couldn't die, hallelujah, without me. He wanted to die for me. He wanted to live for me because of the joy that was set before Him. He endured that cross for me. That's the love that does not let me go. That's the love that sustains me. That's the love, praise God, that causes me to trust Him. I'm convinced in the love of God that if He be for me, man, I couldn't even be against me. Praise His wonderful name. Oh, it's wonderful not to be able to see words on a page and just to see His lovely truth in your heart. But see, brothers and sisters, we know that in Psalm 16:1, it tells us that trusting God preserves us. Preserves us. Now, we're going to go into lions' dens, and we're going to go into fiery furnaces. Trust God. Trust God. You're going there anyways. You're going to suffer anyways. Amen? Help us to encourage one another. Lift up a hand. Trust God. Trust God. Set your face like a flint. Don't look to the right or to the left. See Him. Hear Him. Praise God, hear Him. Yeah, He preserves me. He preserves me. He's going to keep me. He's going to cause me to endure. He's going to cause me, praise God, to come out more precious than gold that's tried in the fire. That's our Lord. Psalm 18:13, it says that he is a buckler or a shield to all them that trust in him. Isn't that wonderful? He shields you. Those fiery darts that are launched at you, you trust him. You see those ones trying to dig a pit for you, you trust him and you'll see them fall into that pit. They're going to anyways. God is faithful, but why not enjoy the ride? Huh? Why not do good unto them that despitefully use you? Not in bitterness, but in praise God. The Lord loves me so much that he's caused me to do good unto you. And I know I didn't deserve it either. But praise the Lord, it gives him glory. And oh, what fellowship we have all the way along. Oh, the benefits, all the benefits of God to me. How many are we living? How much are we cashing on that bank account? Isn't that something? Praise the Lord. I hope we're a little bit more encouraged this morning. Psalm 25:2, it says, we are not ashamed. Listen to that. We are not ashamed when we put our confidence, when we put our trust in God. Praise be to God if you're a fool for Christ's sake. Praise be to God if people ridicule you. Praise be to God if you got a Bible maybe on your desk or something of that nature. Not that you're trying to show off, but you're reading the Word of God and maybe an airport or something like that. Don't hide the Bible. Just read the Bible. Give you dirty looks or things like that. Thank God for the conviction. Neutral, you cannot be. Somebody is either going to walk by me reading my Bible and they're going to rejoice and smile and say, give me a thumb up. Or they're going to just be angry, bitter, insatiably evil. We're seeing that all the time. It's the name of Jesus that gets them every time. Every time. Isn't it wonderful? That's why it's all in that name. Isn't it wonderful? Praise God. See, God knew what he was doing. He knows how to set the heart aflame. Whether it's a fervent desire or a fervent hate, he knows what it's going to be. And praise be to God, it's all in the name of his Son. Psalm 31:19, it says, he is good to them that trust him. And I'll tell you what, I got to watch this one or I'll just lose it. He's good to them that trust him. He's so good to you. Yeah, you should weep every day because of his goodness. Takes your breath away how good he is to you. It's the peace that passes all understanding that causes my heart to just wrench in thankfulness and tears to how good he has been to me. And he will be to me by his grace as I trust him. I trust him. Psalm 37:3 says, trust in him and he shall feed thee. Did you hear that? Trust him, he'll feed you. See, I know that there's been people that battle a lot of times. Well, I wish I knew the Word of God more. I wish I really wanted to read the Word of God more. Trust him. He'll feed you. Trust him, he'll give you that desire to read the Word of God. And don't think that you need to read it all in 1 year and I got my course set out. He might even have you read one verse for 1 year and you're still scratching your head and saying, oh, Lord, it's just too infinite. I can't get all of it. And that's the truth. He that wills to know will know of the will of God. And the will of God is that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. Amen? We plant and water. He gives the increase. Psalm 37:5 says, trust him and he shall bring it to pass. Do you hear that? Trust him and he shall bring it to pass. Ask anything in my name, believing. Believing. And I will do it. Believe him. Trust him. And as you're doing that, I encourage you, Lord, give me the desires of your heart. Help me to pray in accordance with all the perfect and complete will of God. He gives me thoughts. He gives me heart petitions that I bring before him. And I don't want to be thinking about it. I'd cause myself, what we're going to hit in just a minute, I'd cause myself a lot of confusion, wouldn't I? I just need to let God and let this mind. Lord, you know my heart. And let it be according to the will of God. Now, Psalm 37:40 says, trust in him, and he will deliver you from the wicked. Amen? Quit worrying about the wicked. Christians get too caught up in the wicked. Christians give the devil way too much attention. The battle is the Lord's. Give it to him. Praise God. All right, listen to the word of the Lord now. Psalm 56:3. Trusting God rids us of all fear. All fear. See, trust him. That's the perfect love. See, perfect love casts out all fear. So what is trust? Trust is that faith in love. Trust is that faith that worketh by love. You're not believing in how much you believe the word of God. You believe in how much the word of God loves you. That will cast out all fear. That will give you, praise God, that faith. Psalm 71:1 says, trust in the Lord, and listen to this, and never be confused. Now you can get your heads back up, because I know you just feel so guilty. Lord, I'm even confused this morning. Huh. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. It's today, isn't it? My grace is sufficient for this day. Praise God, brothers and sisters. And we know that, see, he hasn't given us this mind of confusion, but he's given us the mind of peace and of love and a sound mind. I thank the Lord of what he has provided. So we trust the Lord, and you know what? Believe it or not, that confusion's gone this morning. Praise God. All right, Psalm 73:28, we're almost through it. Trust in the Lord and you will declare all his works. Isn't that something? If you really trust in the Lord, you won't just declare his works or some of his works. You'll declare all of his works. I believe that this is, again, an encouragement to us in this day of the better thing. You'll declare all the counsel of God. You'll live the life of to be filled with all the fullness of God. You'll actually, if you really trust God, you'll go after Paul's gospel. You see how few people really trust God? Do we get it? I want to trust him with everything I got. Amen. Oh, to bless him and see how it blesses the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. It blesses him when we trust him, when we believe him. This is what he wants. And finally, the last one, and I believe maybe my favorite of all. It says, those that trust the Lord, in Psalm 125:1, that's 125:1, those that trust the Lord shall be like Mount Zion. For those that might want a little refresher on Mount Zion, that's our Jesus. Those that trust the Lord will be like him. It's the last one that David lists. All grace. Those that trust the Lord will be all grace. Those that trust the Lord, as Mount Zion, and it said, is immovable. It's everlasting. As David said, search me, O Lord, and lead me in the way everlasting. As it says of that Philadelphia company, the full overcomers in Christ, the bride, the Lamb's wife, she's a pillar in the house of the Lord. She's not moved. And I just think how fitting, how perfect it is, this invitation and proposal, brothers and sisters, into the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Trusting God. See, it's not our works. It's not our efforts. Trusting God, and we will be like him. David had a glimpse of it, didn't he? Oh, I love what he could sing about. But he was singing for me. He was living things and going through things and writing things down, praise God, for me. Those prophets of old, they wanted to look into the things that God was showing them and bringing them through. And as Daniel said, oh, let me see more. And God shut it up. And he said, that's not for you. But it was for me. And here we are, brothers and sisters. We come to a banqueting table, not just of some, not just a taste, but we come to get all the counsel of God. We feast on strong meat today, praise God, to be filled with all the fullness of God.
Hallelujah.
Now, we often quote as we close this up, the word of God works effectually in them that believe. Amen. Powerfully, wonderfully. But I even love this verse that maybe makes it a little more cookie on a shelf to me. You know, I need help. In Hebrews 10:22, and we'll leave it with this. It says, let us draw near. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Now, the Bible could have told us, well, you just draw near in a true heart in faith. But no, he said, you know what? You ones that are panting after me, you ones that truly see this place to rule and to reign jointly together with me, to be glorified together with me, you take the grace, honeys, and you draw nigh with a true heart in full assurance. And that word full assurance is the same meaning of the word trust that David sang of. It means full confidence. Nothing wavering. And I think how time and time again, our precious pastor, Brother Hill, and as he said it, before he took flight, put your confidence in God. Put your confidence in God. You trust him, and you'll be like Mount Zion. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for the meal that you've provided. We thank you that it's by your Spirit, Lord, that he takes the things of Christ and he shews them unto us. Lord, help us to be encouraged today and quickened as the children of the King, that the moment that we were born of God, little lords of all, that praise God that Christ liveth in us. And Lord, the message that you've given throughout the word is to feast upon you, that we are your workmanship, that Lord God, that you are for us and that you will perform the good work that you've begun. And Lord, that all you want us to do is to be still and to feast and to grow up into you in all things. Now, Lord God, we thank you for that amazing promise. But my goodness, all the promises of God are just amazing. So Lord, we know we need an increase of faith. We know that we live in a time that this world is trying to cause us to slumber, to be slothful, to look to these things that are distracting us. But Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray for each and every heart that is hearing this or will hear this. Lord, help us to be fully purposed. God, do what it takes to make us pant after you. God, give us a fervency. Give us a desire, Lord God. Delirious to win you. Lord, we know that it's your will. We know that it's your work. And we know that it's all by your love. And we ask it, believing, in trusting you in full confidence, in the name of Jesus. Amen.